Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind. Graphic Audio presents The Demon Cycle, Book 2, The Desert Spear, Part 2. Created by Peter V. Brett. Narrated by Dylan Lynch. With performances by Thomas Penny, Colleen Delaney, Michael Glenn, Ken Jackson, Kimberly Gilbert, Alyssa Wilmoth, Bradley Smith, Eric Messner, Joe Brack, Nick DePinto, MJ Casey, Richard Rowan, James Konacek, Johan Detweiler, Christopher Graybill, Stephen Carpenter, Christopher Sheeran, Terrence Aselborn, Ren Casey, Katie Karka, Nanette Savard, Karen Novak, Thomas Keegan, Daniel Sontag, Patrick Bussing, Lily Beacon, James Lewis, Drew Copus, Alexander Strain, and Mort Shelby. The Desert Spear, Part 2.
Leisha's parents' home came into sight. It was a modest house, considering her father's means, but it served her family well enough, built against the back wall of her father's paper shop. The path leading to the front door was warded. Not that Roger was paying much attention. He walked slightly behind Leisha so he could gaze at her without her noticing. Her pale skin was a sharp contrast to her night-black hair, and her eyes were the color of sky on a clear day. His eyes drifted over her curves. Leisha turned to him suddenly.
Thanks again for doing this, Roger.
It's hardly a chore to sit through a meal, even if your mother's cooking could try a Corling's teeth.
If I show up alone, she'll plague me until I'm ready to spit over when I'm gonna find a husband. With you there, she might at least cover her fangs. Perhaps she'll even take us for a pair and draw off entirely.
You wouldn't mind your mother thinking us a pair?
I'd love it. Most of the town would accept it, too. Only you and Arlen and I would know how ridiculous it is.
I wish you wouldn't call him that.
Arlen! It's just his name, Roger. I'm not going to pretend he doesn't have one, however mysterious he wants to seem.
I say let him seem as he likes. Eric always said if you rehearse an act you never mean the audience to see, sooner or later they'll see it. All you need is one slip, and his name will be on every lip in town.
So what if it is? The warded man isn't comfortable in town because folk treat him differently. Admitting he has a name might go a ways toward fixing that.
You don't know what he's left behind him. Could be some folks might get hurt if his name gets out, or others might come hunting him with some account to settle. I know what it's like to live like that, Leisha. The warded man saved my life. And if he doesn't want his name out, I mean to forget I know it, even if it means giving up the song of the century.
You can't just forget things you've learned.
Not all of us have as much space upstairs as you. Some of us fill right up and forget the old things we have no use for.
That's nonsense. Anyway, thank you again. I've no end of men volunteering to stand up in front of demons for me, but not one who'll stand in front of my mother.
Reckon Garrett Cutter would do both.
He's as much my mother's creature as any. Garrett destroyed my life, and she wants me to forgive him and make him baby still. As if him taking so well to demon-killing somehow makes him a catch worth having. She's nothing but a manipulative witch, poison everyone around her.
Bah! She's not so bad. Understand her, and you can play her like a fiddle.
You're underestimating her. Men see her beauty and refuse to look past it. You may think it's you doing the charming, but in truth, she'll be seducing you like she does every man, turning them against me.
Well, that's tampweed talk. Alona isn't some correspondent genius bent on destroying your life.
You just don't know her well enough.
Eric taught me all about women, and he said the ones like your mom, who were really beautiful once.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?